live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number for you. And lots of stuff, of course, in the news to discuss tonight. There's something that that I had intended to talk about earlier this week, Mark, and I just didn't get around to it. And there's obviously other things that we can always talk about in the news. But this isn't really news. It's about a guest that we're going to have on the show tomorrow night, presuming that everything goes well. And I generally am against the idea of announcing guests in advance.
You're against the idea of guests, and you're against the
idea
of...
I'm not against the idea of guests. It's just that's not what this show's about, necessarily.
Right.
The show is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint, so we'd rather talk to the callers than guests. But, Mark, you have your own interview show, the Edgington Post.
To fill that niche.
Yeah, because you know, there's all these people that you really want to talk to, and I'm usually telling you no, so you decided to start your own thing, and I think that's great. Because
to some extent, that's exactly what happened, yeah.
Yeah, and it gives you the opportunity, uninterrupted, to, you know, interview somebody for as long as you really feel it's necessary.
That's true. And you can find the Edgington Post by going to freetalklive.com, looking along the left-hand side of the page, and there's little, tabs there on the left-hand side, and you can find the Edgington Post there. And as long as you don't have Google Chrome, you can see a nice little layout of the podcasts. And if you do have Google Chrome, just go ahead and use one of those other browsers you have on your computer to look at that particular area.
Yeah, and that's one of the many things you can do with our website. So just kind of on the subject of interviews here, I scheduled an interview for tomorrow night with Mr. TacPans.
Mr. TacPans.
Yes, TacPans. And for longtime listeners of the program, you may have heard Free Talk Live perform interviews with Gene Ray, Dr. Gene Ray of TimeCube.com. If you've ever been to TimeCube.com or have heard Gene Ray interviewed, you know exactly what we're talking about here. But just to kind of boil it down, Mark, how would you explain TimeCube.com?
TimeCube.com is a rambling, insane website where you can go and find out how each day contains 4 days because it's a four-cornered Earth, and the people have four-cornered faces.
That's pretty good.
On one head.
That's a pretty good breakdown. It's really hard to grasp it because it's just, like you said, rambling and incoherent. And it's maybe, you know, in the running for one of the longest pages on the internet, not just in time that it's been around, because it's been around for a long time. Longer than it's been around for the last decade, at least that I can recall. And it's also a long page, physically long, like you will scroll down and 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 then down again until you finally reach to the click to the next page too, where you'll do the same thing. And it's all written by a guy named Gene Ray, who is apparently a doctor, or so he claims.
Right. The internet's full of doctors.
And he's fascinating. He's, you know, a nice guy.
No, oh, yeah.
If you talk to him.
He can put sentences together. He's
right.
Fine.
Right. And he's got kids.
It makes you wonder whether he's just created this idea to get attention on the internet. Because he's definitely an internet meme.
I don't think so.
He doesn't seem crazy to me, Ian.
I don't... Well, wait a minute. I don't know what he is. But the ideas seem crazy, right,
yeah.
From our perspective.
Right.
To him, they make total sense.
I don't know that that's true.
Well, I mean, he seems pretty certain about the things that he talks
he
about,
certainly
right?
Makes a good
you think
story.
He's BSing you?
I do.
You think Gene Ray is a character? You think Gene Ray is not real?
I do.
Wow, man, I think you're completely wrong about that.
Most people do, I would say.
Gene Ray, look, TimeCube.com has been around for a long time. In fact, I'm going to go to archive.org right now. TimeCube.com has been around before internet meme existed. I mean,
agreed.
The internet meme is a relatively new concept within the last 5 years, let's say that. TimeCube.com, according to archive.org, goes all the way back to 1998. And for those that don't know, archive.org, handy website. You can go there, type in any web URL you want, and it'll show you, kind of like take you back in the time machine and show you what the website looked
like. It's a long time ago.
Back in the day. So, I mean, this site has been around now for, and their server apparently is down, so I can't look at it in 1998. But it claims that it was there in as early as June of 98.
I believe them.
Which is 14 years, more than 14 years ago. So you don't go and put a you know, rambling, incoherent website online with the intention of becoming an internet meme. That's just not how it works.
It didn't start out rambling. It started out kind of weird and got more and more attention.
When was the first time you heard about TimeCube?
On this show.
Well, then you don't know how it started out, do you?
I'm speculating. Okay. I have no idea how it started out. I'm suggesting.
Then don't make a statement like it started like this, because you don't know.
Okay. Here's my suggestion.
All right.
It could have started like this. You know, some guy put some stuff out there on the internet. Let's put some crazy stuff on the internet and see what happens.
Just to mess with people?
Just, you know, it's basically a blog before there were blogs, too. And he just writes this stuff, and people got really excited about it because it's crazy as it could possibly be. And, you know, I mean, well, then he starts getting attention. And it's hard to get attention when you're some old white guy in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, who wants to talk to you? In Pinellas Park,
Florida. He's got a family.
He does. He does. Absolutely. But he's got internet fame unlike most people have it. I mean, this guy puts a lot of internet celebrities to shame.
By the way, I did pull up his website from 1998. And it's pretty short, man. Like, the back in the day.
I was right.
TimeCube.com. You aren't right about anything.
I was right that it was a short website when he started. What else
is it short?
It's long now. What would have been in the beginning?
Anyway, go to TimeCube.com to see exactly what it is we're talking about. I believe him. But then again, you know, I'm gullible to these kind of things, I guess. Gene Ray seems sincere.
He makes fantastic radio, and he's
but he
very
doesn't
believable.
Do interviews regularly. I mean, it's Free Talk Live and Lionel that have ever interviewed this guy.
There aren't shows that do this kind of thing. People don't. I mean, Red Bar probably should interview him at some point, but there's not much out there. Red Bar Radio is it redbarradio.com?
Yes.
There's not much out there that kicks it around like this.
So I disagree with you, and you know, we can certainly open the phones to you.
I'm willing to be disagreed with.
We can certainly open the phones to you as to what you think. Is Mark onto something when he suggests that Gene Ray's just putting us on about the Time Cube? I mean, that's not even possible. Just look at the sheer amount of rambling incoherence that's on TimeCube.com. No one, even the most dedicated the most dedicated crank caller, would go so far in creating so much backstory for his character.
He would if he was continuing to get feedback.
I think that's ridiculous.
Isn't that why a cranker does what they do to get feedback?
To get reactions.
I mean, that's why it wasn't the Beastie Boys, or what was the name of the I don't know, whatever.
Jerky Boys?
Jerky Boys.
And the crank callers?
Yeah, they would record the reactions of people. They wanted to see the reactions.
Well, that's the funny part of
that
a
is
crank.
The funny part.
Yeah.
And so if Gene Ray is continuing to get reactions, then, you know.
I don't know. We'd love to hear what you think. I've never even heard you propose this before, Mark. I'm shocked by it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. But tomorrow night on Free Talk Live, presuming all goes well, we are going to have for you TimeCube for Web 2.0. Because Gene Ray's website is dated. I mean, if you go to TimeCube.com now, it looks pretty much the same as it did. I mean, in general, like, it's still just this white background with text on it. It looks like that, except it's a lot longer.
It's the grid, it's graph paper.
Is it graph paper now?
No, it's always been graph paper.
Really?
You just can't see the light blue graph paper?
Maybe I'm colorblind or something like that. I know I'm a little bit colorblind. Mm. Oh, you're right. Yep, it's actually graph paper with little twists in it. So, it generally looks the same. I think it actually started with a white background, but it's just a long.
Why don't you just check your little archive there?
Ramblings, yeah. It's white, Mark. I was looking at it. It's just a long rambling page, and you can't interact with it. I mean, there's Gene Ray's email address at the bottom of the page, so you could interact with Gene directly. But there's not, there's no commenting. This is not a blog. It's just an old HTML site, and it hasn't really been updated since then. Gene's still around though, and he's an interesting character. But this new guy, Mr. Tackpants, he is undiscovered. Until now. And we can tell you more.
Ian has discovered him.
It wasn't me. Nope. I don't get credit for this. Boner Joe gets all the credit on this one, who is a longtime listener of this program, longtime chat room moderator for Free Talk.
You call that moderation?
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
About Boner
more
Joe.
About Mr. Tackpans in moments. You take control.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we will share with you there. We've got a bulletin board system that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's one of the many features that does that on our website, and it's all free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. That's my opinion, and it's backed by real-life action. It's backed by evidence. There were some folks actually up here tonight visiting Keene. They're going to be visiting the Portsmouth area tomorrow, kind of touring about the state to see what it looks like, see what the activism scene is like as well. And it's great to have people coming up here and looking at making a move. They're talking about selling a house down in Virginia and making the move up here to New Hampshire because, well, gee, it's obviously the destination for activists. We've got over 1,100 people that are here now who love liberty and who are getting active to achieve more of it in our lifetime. There are over 13,000 people that have signed the pledge, or the statement of intent, rather, to say that once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, that they will make the move within a five-year window of time. You're welcome to move sooner, like Mark and I did. We did it several years ago. The sooner you can move, the better, in fact. But the general, like the longest period of time that it will take will be once we reach 20,000, which we still got another 33% to go, and then there's that five-year window. So we're going to have more liberty activists per capita here, I think we already do, than anywhere else, and it's only going to get better. It's not going to be too long now before we outnumber the cops in the state. I was running some numbers on that last night, looking at how many police per capita there are here in New Hampshire, because there are certain other, competing groups out there that are now attempting to, compete for potential movers as far as moving activists to one general area. Austin is one of those places, and I was looking at the numbers. The Austin Police Department has 1,600 sworn officers, as I understand it.
But people are moving to the Austin area. So this is the Austin Police Department, but
just for the city of Austin.
Yeah. So I mean, there's
and so you know, that's about the that's a little lower actually than the national average, which is 2.3.
Why did you choose police as a number to gauge something by, though?
Well, I had heard the statement last night made that Austin Police was looking to increase their officer count by 300.
Do you consider more police to be less freedom?
Generally, I think that people are not any more safe with the police around. So, yeah, I think that if you have more cops, they're going to ticket more people. If you have more cops, they're going to arrest more peaceful people. I mean, it'd be one thing if the police were only protecting peaceful people and only arresting dangerous people, but that's not what they're doing. For the most part, they aggress against peaceful people every single day. So having 300 more of them, I don't think is a good thing. But the national average is 2.3 cops per 1,000. So actually, Austin is below the national average. As far as their population of cops is concerned, they're like basically 2.0, and that's right about where New Hampshire is. But Manchester has 200 cops, Keene's got 40. So as far as numbers of cops per activist or activist per cop, we've got a much higher ratio here, a much lower, I guess, ratio. There are more activists per police officer here, more activists per government employee. Eventually, at some point, we will outnumber the government employees with activists in the state, I would think. And I think that'll be an exciting time. So the more activists we can get together in the same place, the better. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this, what is I consider the most exciting liberty movement out there. Let's go to the phones, though. We'll talk more about Mr. Tacpans here in a moment. He's an interesting character. Greg is on the line in Missouri. Go ahead, Greg, with your thoughts.
Oh yeah, I was seeing what you guys thought about the new drug laws that's going in the drug war that's going on right now.
The new drug war?
Well, not the new drug war, but the drug war that's been going on.
Oh, I think the drug war is terrible and it needs to end. How do you feel?
I mean, I'm not necessarily agreeing with like the drug war, but I'm not saying it needs to end. But there should be less cops. If there was less cops, then there would be less drugs. If there was less.
Why would there be less drugs if there were less cops?
Because there would be no one, because more people would not be, because less people would be getting arrested for drugs. Like marijuana is what I'm, trying to get at.
How would having fewer police lead to less drugs, though? That doesn't make any sense.
No, not fewer,
Maybe I'm misunderstanding what you said.
The more the police, the more the trouble. There it is.
Okay, I think that there's some evidence for that. Like, the police have to justify their existence, so therefore they have to go out and round people up and put them into cages so they can get a bigger budget next year. I think that's true.
And it's easiest to find marijuana users because
it
marijuana
smells.
Is stinky and it's bulky and all these other things. If they were out looking for harder drugs, it would be a lot more difficult.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think that, you're going to have a much easier time changing the drug laws. than you will reducing the amount of police on the streets.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Well, the reason for that is because people are under the mistaken impression that the police are out there protecting them. And if you put out there...
I think the existence of police does provide a certain level of protection.
Maybe, not but protection. The existence of guns in people's houses provides more of a protection.
Might very well.
Hey, Greg, not, thanks for the... Go ahead.
It's not protection if they're just putting us in jail for no reason.
I agree with that completely.
They're looking for the harder drugs, but then they're stopping people every day on the streets with just a small bag of weed in their pocket, and they put them in jail for months and months and years.
All right, they're looking for that too. I mean, don't mistake it. They're looking for marijuana because they want to put people in cages because that's a good thing for them. That makes them more money, and that's ultimately what that, you know, the drug war is all about for the police. They know that they can't win. They know that there's no chance they're going to stop drugs. They're not going to stop any drugs. They're just going to interdict here and there. They're going to confiscate some cash, confiscate some drugs, and then they're going to put a bunch of people in cages for a short period of time for possession, perhaps. Turn them loose, get them, fine them hundreds of dollars, and then, you know, make money off the back end like that. Greg, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. But the reason why you'll have a much easier time in I don't mean to make it sound like it's going to be easy. I'm just saying it would be easier to change the laws about drugs than to reduce the amount of police. And that's because it's one thing to be able to persuade people about marijuana. That's not that hard. Most people know somebody that's smoked pot. They themselves might have smoked it at some point. In their past. So it's not hard to persuade people on that issue. Plus, there's plenty of logic and reason and statistics behind ending the insane war on drugs. But to propose to reduce the police is something you're going to come up against some serious opposition on. Because the police have a great PR. I mean, the public relations, they're very good at it. They make people believe they're out there protecting them, even if they're actually out there aggressing against them, as our caller pointed out.
I think the average police officer really did get into their line of work in order to protect people. I think that it's the way that they're allocated. The manpower is allocated for what appears to be all kinds of things that just don't make any sense. There's laws that require, instead of security guards on duty at certain locations, you have to have police. Here in New Hampshire, instead of just having people that are flagmen, you've got to have police standing there doing flagman work, and they're not even very good at it.
Not always. I've seen regular flagmen.
I've seen them, too. Yeah. I don't understand how the rules work, but...
They'll have the cop sitting in a car sometimes with his air conditioner on and the engine running and the lights the heat running.
That's good for the economy, right?
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want, and we'll introduce you a little bit more to Mr. Tacman's coming up.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. We continue with your calls in moments. First, I want to make sure you know about the archives that you may access for free at freetalklive.com. Top of the page, where you'll find the last 7 days' worth of the show. Then click into the archives section, and you'll be able to go back for years' worth of Free Talk Live. In addition to that, you can also grab our archives, years' worth of them, from our SoundCloud page. You can find that at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and or you can, if you're already on our website, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. Click the SoundCloud link, and then you'll see all of our archives there. As you scroll down the page, just click the Share button on any one of those archives that you might want to share with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or some other social networking, bookmarking website. SoundCloud makes it easy, so once again, go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and please do share our archives. Don't hold back.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site. I go there to find stories. Actually, I get their daily email that's sent out. Sometimes it's more often than a day that comes out. They call it their dispatch. And you can go to that's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, and check them out. They've got all kinds of news stories there aggregated. I'm just looking at some here. Lawmakers considered dissolving city of Detroit. Barbara Harris of Project Prevention offers addicts $300 to get sterilized. TSA lashes out at whistleblower for revealing security breaches. All kinds of stories about all kinds of topics, whether it's the economy, technology, communications, or the rise of the police state. You can go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Back to the phones and you and your thoughts. Let's go to Bill listening in Florida. He's on the amp lines. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Ian, Mark. Just wanted to check in with you guys. You guys have done a couple of great shows recently about the military, and I'm an active duty military officer of about 10 years, and maybe in the last 4 or 5 years, been converted to the ideas of liberty. Uh-huh. Just kind of wanted to sound off on that a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
I think one of the mistakes you guys maybe make is you tend to consider, quote, the military. And there, you know, if you're talking about a group of 1 million people, it's a very diverse group, you know. A
lot more than that. It's probably closer to 2 million.
Right. I think active, it's about a million mark.
Okay, if you consider the not inactive, and then there's, of all course, civilians that are involved and that kind of thing. But go ahead.
Sure, sure. But you guys wonder a lot, you know, what do people in the military think? And I would say, for the most part, people are like anywhere else in the world. They're mostly apathetic. And I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't say most people are bloodthirsty warmongers, but they're just paid by the military industrial, you know, machine. Mm-hmm. And so they have no incentive to really look outside that.
Right.
I will say that I've had, I wouldn't say a great deal, but some success just talking to people. And, you know, once you plant enough seeds, people begin to realize things. And it's, you know, it's interesting to see that from the inside. Another thing you guys talked about is, why do they not let people out that want to get out?
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that is you know, it's they spend X amount of dollars training someone, and then they, you know, they see that as a loss if they let that person get out. And I certainly agree with you. They should let people get out, and those people end up not being very beneficial to the organization.
Well, from what we've heard, they do end up letting people out. I mean, they don't make it easy on them necessarily, but
it's like sort of psychologically difficult.
Right. They try to make it difficult, probably, like you said, Mark, from a mind-based standpoint. But ultimately, they haven't really been locking people in brigs over wanting to leave. From what we've heard from people that have claimed to have done this.
They don't lock them in brigs, but they'll make your life really difficult.
Anything's preferable to going overseas and possibly dying in the desert, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I also hear you guys talk sometimes about people getting screwed by the VA, and I certainly agree with that. I had a friend who was a doctor for the VA, and she would look at, you know, go in and see a new patient. And she would say that the records for, like, the last 15 years had just been cut and pasted. I mean, those doctors have no incentive to go out of their
way
for
anybody. When you say cut and pasted, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Like, you know, I think doctors, when they write a note in the computer, you know, and the visit note for what the doctor had done had just been cut and pasted for the last.
So there's, like, the same thing he did last time, he did this time, and that's...
Yeah, like they didn't even give enough of a care to really even see the patient. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's people want to say, oh, either the military guys are getting it really good or they're getting really screwed over. And the truth is, it's both. You know, I've had jobs where I work 100 hours a week, and I've had jobs where I work 20 hours a week.
You mean in the military?
Yeah, and I get paid the exact same either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the insanity of all this. It's just such an insane, large organization. And, you know, people want to argue about the you know, around the edges of it. But it's just everything they do is just so over-the-top insane.
If it's insane, why do you stay?
You don't always have choices about these things. You know, you sign a contract and you... I'm willing to honor my contract.
How many?
Right?
Obviously, you only sign a certain number of years up front. How many did you sign up front? And then when you renewed, how many did they get you to renew for?
When I renewed for, I think, well, when I renewed, it ended up committing me to another 7. And that was kind of before I had, that was still kind of a rough swim buy-in at the time,
yeah.
You know.
See, I didn't realize that. I didn't know what the next term was. Like, we already knew that it's 8 years, right, is the typical sign-up for
that's
for folks.
Including
inactive ready reserve. So 4 years on, 4 years inactive ready reserve. That's the standard deal?
You know, it's just so different for depending on if you're officer enlisted, what mm-hmm. you know, the pilots come in with a 10-year initial count, you know, so it's just very different for everybody.
When it came up for you, you know, you signed for 7. Could you have done it for less?
No, that was kind of the way my career path was going.
Interesting.
At that time.
Okay. So you've got, so then at that point, then you're locked in for how many more years at this point?
I got about another year.
Okay, that's not so bad.
So yeah. I don't think I've disagreed with anything you've said here. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a little a little polishing we can do in the ways that we discuss these things with folks in the military. But you know, one of the difficulties that we face here on the show is it's one thing when you're talking about the rabid military lovers that have never been in the military. You're never going to be able to communicate with these people because they don't even have a grasp on reality. But it's the rabid military lovers that were in the military, most of whom weren't in some kind of conflict. They were just the brass ball polishers or whatever they were in the military, and those are the ones that seem to hang so much of their personality after they've gotten out of the military. The 4 years that they did seems to be the most important part of their life. You know, they could have been, their whole life, they could have been a longshoreman or something like that, but they're going to wear the hat from the ship that they served on for 4 years, and that's important, and that's what makes them a good American, and you've got to respect them and thank them for their service. Those are the people that I have the most difficulty with on the show communicating with. Do you have any advice for me?
Yeah, I would think of it as someone who went to Alabama or Ohio State and is a huge college football fan.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's really what it is.
And what do you do about that? I mean, all you could if I was to say the football's kind of stink, it kind of stinks, and it's got an environment of violence, and people get all kinds of concussions and walk out of it. And for what? I wouldn't even expect that much trouble from a football fan.
I mean, no, you know what? It took me 6 months of listening to you guys to change my mind on that. You know what I mean? It's very, very difficult.
I think all you can do is be as courteous as possible to the other person, and that's it. I mean, communicate in a non-threatening manner.
Well, I've got one more question, and I want to hear it here in a minute. Is what did you said? It took 6 months. Was there one thing we said or one area that we addressed that was very motivating to you? You're a career officer. That's an important thing to talk about.
Bill, if you can hang on, I'd love to give you a chance to answer that question. Can you stick with us?
Sure.
All right, more with Bill. He is in the military and is on board with the ideas of liberty. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, be sure you drop by victimlesscrimespree.com because you can watch our friend Derek J as he goes on quite the adventure here in Keene, New Hampshire, as he moved up here from Philly and proceeded to get himself arrested about 5 times in a year for a variety of things. Of course, none of them involved victim.
That's why it's called his Victimless Crime Spree.
Indeed. So you can go and see all that video footage, which was put together as a wonderful hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film, and it is available for free in HD at victimlesscrimespree.com. So you can see it now via YouTube. You can also download a torrent of it. And I'm happy to announce that we're still working on the DVD. It's a little bit later than I'd hoped it would be, but I want to make sure we get a good product out there. I don't want to rush to a deadline because we haven't actually announced a street date for the disc, so it's not like missing a deadline is the end of the world. We already missed one of our deadlines for an earlier street date, so we're probably going to end up seeing it in the springtime of next year, and we'll know more once I actually get everything turned in. But we're really close on wrapping, you know, putting the finishing touches on what is going to be, what I think is going to be an absolutely spectacular DVD presentation. I don't think you've seen it yet, Mark, but the DVD, that is.
The Victimless Crime Spree?
You've seen the movie, but you haven't seen the DVD.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you gave me a DVD to watch at home.
I think I burned the movie to a DVD. Okay. You have not seen the director's cut DVD.
I don't think I have, no.
Of the film, because it doesn't exist yet.
All right. Well, then that makes perfect sense.
There's a preview copy floating around here, but that's about it.
I'm not in the know.
Anyway, it's going to have 5 hours of bonus video content on there. Of course, you know, you can see it all on YouTube, but nothing is guaranteed to stay on YouTube. There's always that chance that somebody's going to complain. Some bureaucrat will send in a complaint to YouTube, and then they'll just pull your video down. So
there are lots of video sites.
There are lots of video sites, but if you put something up on YouTube and then it disappears later,
then you don't have it anymore unless you have an archive of it. Well, this DVD is going to serve as an archive of all of the footage that basically was created by activists from the year 2011 to through 2012. It's going to be quite the disc. I'm looking forward to getting it out there for you. We'll tell you more as it goes on. But now you can still go see the movie for free over at victimlesscrimesfree.com, and we'll let you know when the pre-ordering starts for the disc. Let's go back to Bill. He's in Florida, in the military, been there for about 10 years. Mark, you'd asked a question before we went away. Can you re-ask that?
Sure, Bill. The question was, we've had on Free Talk Live, probably the most iconoclastic position that we take on this show is that, you know, the military isn't necessarily comprised of a bunch of selfless man gods that are giving up their lives for our freedoms. And this can bring down a lot of problems on Free Talk Live, from the standpoint of listeners and advertisers and stations and things like that. And we've, attempted to mold our conversations in the past, throughout the years in order to say these things in a way that is, the easiest to hear for people. And I wanted to know, you're a military officer, I wanted to know from you what you found motivating and convincing about what we say to come on board with our ideas.
I think you have to start from thinking that most people think the world is a dangerous place.
Yep.
And so that, that what we're doing, we need to do this to keep ourselves safe. And so I think we need to acknowledge that the world is a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are plenty of, bad actors, some in our country, but not everyone wants to hear that. But, the people in North, the rulers in North Korea and Iran and
those are
maybe
easy
Venezuela.
To point out. Yeah.
Right. And so we have to acknowledge that and just say that, we don't think necessarily that what we're doing is solving the problem, it's creating more problems. And I think what you did on Sunday, or you started to do, Mark, on Sunday, was walk back through, some of the wars that the U.S. has been in and say, okay, what was the direct threat to U.S. security here? And did we accomplish anything? And to me, the quintessential case is World War One, where there's just no threat to the U.S. and you lose hundreds of thousands of Americans, and almost assuredly directly lead to World War Two.
Right.
And then World War Two directly leads to Korea and directly leads to Vietnam. And I think people, if we can just logically walk through that to people, I think that wins over, or at least will make people think a lot more than just saying, well, the troops aren't here to protect you. Because most of the troops are just there for a paycheck, let's be honest.
If you say that, it's blasphemy. I mean, you can say that, Bill. You're an officer in the military, and maybe somebody would come down on you for saying it. But when I say something like, well, let's be serious, the troops joined the military in order to get benefits to go to college and to get a paycheck. I mean, you can take a look at the recruitment numbers from when the economy was good a few years ago to how it is now, and recruitment jumped up when the economy went down. That doesn't say to me that suddenly people got patriotic.
No, and there was a great line I read somewhere, I think it was on Lou Rockwell the other day, where they said, if you had to have been in the military to criticize the military, did you have to be president to criticize the president? It's just a ludicrous argument from the beginning.
Great point.
But I have one more question for you guys, and then I'll let you go. Nothing annoys me more than when people thank me for my service. It just makes me cringe.
Before you ask your question, what do you say?
Well, and my question for you guys was going to be, what do you think I should say? But what I end up usually saying, and I don't think it's a great answer, I usually say, well, I'm just a tax thief like the rest of the bureaucrats. that makes people turned off a little bit, I think.
Does it?
Or I say, I'm not doing much to protect your freedom or something like that. But,
you get a double take, that's for sure.
I'll throw out to you guys or any of the listeners that have an idea for what I could say that would be, loving, but also get the idea that please don't bow down and worship me. I'm just, stealing your tax money.
Yeah, I liked your first answer. That was
well, yeah, it's somewhat iconoclastic.
Smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything that, I mean, I don't know if you can really coat that one, right? You can't. I don't think you can really candy coat that because
I think you can, but it's going to take a little bit of thinking. I mean, you know, it takes time on Free Talk Live to come up with the right things to say, and I think in this circumstance, it's going to take a little time to think about it too.
I think that the best way to handle that, I mean, I'm just going to throw out my answer, is to show them some appreciation in response. Say something like, "I appreciate where you're coming from with that. But this is what my experience was."
You know? Here's one thing that I do like to say is oftentimes when I run into somebody who's upset about not getting thanked for their service or something like that, is I like to point out that, look, I consider what you're doing now that you're not in the military to be a far more service. And, you know, like I like to point out on the show, truck drivers as in my opinion, the pinnacle of people that really are serving. They're getting compensated for their time, but, you know, everything we touch, they've transported.
Mm-hmm.
And those are people that are truly serving. So maybe you could somehow come back and say, I thank the people who aren't in the military, the people who are working inside the free market to create value. Those are the people I thank.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate your time. Have a great one.
Hey, thanks. Before you go, Bill, there was one question that Mark asked, if you've got time for it. I don't think that you asked it again, Mark. Your question was, was there one issue? You said that you listened to the show for 6 months, and then you finally came on board with the ideas of freedom. Was there one, you know, straw that broke the camel's back? Was there one final thing, or was it just, you know, overall that you just kind of came to an epiphany? What happened there?
Well, you got me over on, you know, I was a libertarian-leaning conservative, probably.
Me too.
You know, and you won me over on the drug. I, you know, maybe been a little pro, you know, marijuana legalization. You convinced me on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just, you know, listening enough about, you know, walking through the logic of the war argument. And once that fell, The one other thing was intellectual property, but that's kind of esoteric and a libertarian inside joke, you know. I mean, no one else really cares about that. But, once the war issue is kind of tackled, I think everything else becomes very clear.
Very good. I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, Bill, and feel free to check in any old time with your experiences on the inside of the military. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
I'm still looking for that just war. I would love to hear it and the justifications for it, because I'm looking for that just war. I am not a person who does not who believes that there's no such thing as a just war. I just don't think I can find one in U.S. history.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Hour number two is on the way. Coming up, very unusual story from Zurich, where they are going to have drive-in sex boxes. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe! It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.